327, off topic.
Hey, Wes, what's going on?
Yeah, when I responded to you, all systems were go, except one of my other musicians left her phone at the venue, so I just returned it, and we wound up talking for an hour or two when I returned it. So, therefore, I completely flaked on the Channel 3 project, but Ivy told me that it was taken care of by the incredible bullpen of other net control operators that we have on our system. So I think, am I okay?
Oh, yes, you're totally cool, Wes. Thank you. And Cameron took over for you, and he even entered the numbers in. Thank you, Cameron. 644, really appreciate that, and all the guys who step up. You guys are all so loved no matter what. And, Wes, just no worries. I'm glad you had a time, and glad to hear your voice.
All right. Okay, thank you. I'll try not to flake out in the future, but it's nice to know that we have a lot of times you can judge a sports team on what they have on the entire roster. You know, they call it like depth on the bench, and we have a lot of depth at this on this particular net. And I'm thank you, Cameron and Jim and Roger and everybody for jumping in there. Back to net control. Thank you. WRKU 327 clear.
Thanks, Wes. Appreciate that. Okay, now onward to the conversation. Does anybody else want to talk about Faraday bags, cages, or totes, or have any information that may be helpful to others? Please come forward now.
This is 423.
Well, hey, John, how are you?
I'm not too bad. You know, I've got a couple individuals. One of them actually a fellow GMRS person. But they've had a concern about Faraday bags, and they've looked into the copper embedded cloth that these bags are made out of. And since I have industrial sewing machines and do industrial sewing, the discussion was, can we get the fabric and make some our own bags special, break? And I did look into it, and the bags are available. And you want to put multiple layers and make sure that the closures of the bags are done in such a way that RF can't get in or out. But if anybody else is interested, you know, we could probably look into it and see if there's maybe some designs that might be kind of universal for what we might want to use them for, and could look at it maybe making some bags here for the local folks.
John, that is an absolutely awesome idea. Really appreciate you stepping up there, and I could definitely be willing to help out with that or do whatever. And I can contact you, or we can. Do you have a website or an email or information for people, or should you just wait till people ask and then I can refer them?
I would think we'd maybe first try to find out who might be interested in participating to put together a purchase of fabric so we can get better pricing, and then we can look at some design ideas and kind of go over that. Look at some people have some of the commercially available ones, and we can look at that for ideas, and then come up with a couple of patterns and make them and share the cost.
Well, count me in. That's pretty cool. I saw, for instance, the ones I got off of Temu. Sorry if that offends anyone. They have an enclosure on them that you actually fold over three times, and it's like a magnetic strip that goes on there and it holds it shut. But there's, you know, you could do several different things on that. So I'd be interested in helping come up with a pattern and talking about that and gathering the people together who may want to order that. So thanks, John. I appreciate that. Anything else?
Nothing else for me, but yeah, I can pretty much be contacted either through GMRS or I've got a pretty simple email, john@johnsr.com, john@johnsr.com.
Comment?
Okay, so your email is john@johnsr.com.
That is correct, and I think John in Klamath has a comment.
John in Klamath, go.
Yeah, I'd be interested in getting involved in that.
Okie doke. We'll keep you informed, and I will probably have it mentioned next week at the next AmronNet, and also maybe tomorrow night at the SOEPNet. See what we can do and get people gathered up. I think this is a great little movement to do. It's a good project. Thank you to John 43 and everybody there. Anybody else want to say something?